Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, I know he can. It's all right. Yeah. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Bit of it now, it's all right anyhow. Oh yeah.
My God can do anything.
Yes, sir.
My God can do anything.
He got the power.
He's got the power.
He's
got the power.
That's the best part about it.
He's got the power.
Yeah.
He's got the power. My God.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. This is your host, Bishop Emmanuel Taylor. Once again, hallelujah. We just thank God that we're able to come into the comfort of your home to let your light shine. Hallelujah. The study of the divine principles of the Holy Bible and learning how to apply those principles into our daily lives. And that song that we just heard in our introductory, Power, He Can Do Anything. I truly believe that, saints. You know, that song is not just a song, it is a testimony, it is a proclamation and an affirmation, hallelujah, that gives us the information of who God is. He is almighty. How could we doubt him through all that he has taken us through all that he has delivered us from? Oh, praise his holy name. You know, just thinking about it, hallelujah, just gives me, amen, chills up and down my spine, because I'm just thinking about how God has delivered me from the things that I could not deliver myself from. See, that's the kind of God that we serve. Amen. He's got the power, and he can do anything. He can, amen, give sight to the blind. I believe that's what they said in the song. Yep. That he can give sight to the blind. Amen. He can make the lame walk again. Hallelujah. He can set a person's mind who is all confused and put them into their right frame of mind. Yes, he can. He can deliver. Amen. Raise the dead. Hallelujah. God's got the power. He can make water unto dry land. Yes, he can. In the desert, he can bring water. Hallelujah. When there's no food, he will supply your food that you will not be hungry. That's the kind of God that we serve. Amen. And don't be ashamed to admit it. Just stand up and hold your hands wherever you go. Hold them up and just praise the Lord right now, because he got the power. Amen. Amen. He can do what no other man can do, and that is the Lord that we serve. Well, we just want to just welcome you, amen, into the land of Let Your Light Shine Internet Radio Broadcast. Amen. We got a few more guests that would be tuning in soon. Amen. We just thank God for all of you so far that is with us. Amen. And that is that we're able to go into the Word of God and, amen, and study it. Let me tell you something here. When I come on the air, amen, I anticipate, amen, and I'm excited God using me to be able to be here with you and to, amen, to teach you and to help you to understand, hallelujah, God's will into our daily lives. And you know, it is truly a blessing to be able to do that. Amen. I don't want to displease God. I want to please my Lord God Almighty. Amen. No matter what we go through, we must be truly committed to serve him and to worship him. Amen. And what is that committing is all about? That, well, that means I will serve the Lord. Certain songs said that I will, amen, serve the Lord all my life, amen, amen, until I die. I will worship him. I will walk with him. I will pray with him all of my life, amen, to the very last breath that I have. His praises will remain on my tongue, amen. So that's why I am who I am. That's why I serve him the way I serve him, because I know what he can do. Amen. And it's not just saying this because other people say it, but I know him for my, you know, when you get to know God for yourself, amen, nobody can tell you any different. When you get to know God for yourself, amen, no one can make you doubt what God can do. And how do we get to know God for ourselves? Well, through our daily walk, through our experience that God takes us through. And he proves himself every time, doesn't he? Yes, he does. So, yes. So, I got to know God for myself. Amen. First introduced to him was through my parents. Amen. And they knew God for themselves. And I was following the Lord. Amen. As I was following them. Amen. My grandfather was a Baptist preacher. Following him. And I have a dear uncle. Amen. One of my favorite uncles, closest uncles. I followed him. Amen. And yet, through following him, through that introduction of knowing God, I got to know God for myself. And I'm going to tell you, amen, in this journey on this earth that we walk through, you got to go through something first before you can even say that you know God. Amen. Amen. It's not just reading about him, but it is having a personal, that's it, having a personal relationship, hallelujah, with our Lord, God Almighty. And that's how we get to know him for ourselves. I was at the gas station the other day getting some gas. That was Sunday. That's right, it was last Sunday. And, you know, I was just filled with the joy of the Lord, and I was just singing, yes, Jesus loved me, yes, Jesus loved me. And I was, you know, in the gas station just singing, amen. And I didn't care, amen, if anyone heard me or not. People that were standing in front of me, they kind of looked at me kind of weird. I don't know. I probably made them feel a little uncomfortable, amen, because they were not in that frame of mind, you understand? So, hallelujah. But I didn't stop singing because they gave me a weird look. Amen. Hallelujah. I could continue to sing, yes, Jesus loved me. Yes, Jesus loved me, because the Bible tells me so. And I continue to sing that song. Amen. Amen. They didn't say anything to me, but you know how people look at you like you're a weirdo. Amen. Now, if I would have been talking trash and, you know what I mean? Then they would have joined in with me. You know, they would have smiled at me and, or maybe laughed or something. But no, because I was the one who wasn't afraid to let my light shine before all men so that they would acknowledge God. Amen. That is the whole purpose. So, yes, I love the Lord. I love my Lord Savior Jesus, not only because the Bible tells me to do it, it's because I learned to have a personal relationship with my Lord and what he has saved me from the tragedies that come upon us. Amen. I just thank the Lord. I remember when I was driving years ago, and family and I, we was on our way to church, and I was in a fast lane, probably doing about 65 miles per hour during that time, and coming up on the traffic, my brakes gave out, and I saw myself going into, you know, ramming into the traffic ahead of me, the cars, because my brakes gave out. And, you know, all that I can do at that time, let me tell you what I did. All I can do or say was call out the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I called out his name. And when I said, oh, Jesus, like that, the brakes came back. Amen. All of a sudden, the pressure of the brake, it was working again. And now some mechanic or something might say, oh, well, you know, the fluids was low and or this and that. Maybe you have some water in your brake line. No, no, the brakes gave out. And it was, hallelujah, it was God, amen, that slowed me down to be able to come up on the ramp where me and my family can be safe. Amen. And we went on to church. That was nothing but God. I can tell you many more, amen, walking through the shadow of death experiences. That's what it was that I have gone through personally, walking through the valley of death. Amen. No one put a gun to my head. No, that didn't happen. Wasn't going on. But let me tell you, I came through some things in my life where, amen, if it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be here right now. So I thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for looking after me and saving me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I guess I didn't done enough talking, didn't I? Well, I'm not done yet, but I'm going to pause for a moment and I'm going to open up the mic for you to say hello this evening. And remember what our tribute is for this evening. We didn't give it out last week. We saved it for tonight. Amen. We saved it for tonight. And just to repeat that tribute, in which I know that you have it. When was it, amen, in creation that God said, let us? Definite. That's a significant part of creation. Amen. And so that is what our trivia is tonight, and we're going to talk about that. Also, to help you understand the reason why I give these tributes, amen, the main purpose of it is to help you, amen, to research and to study, amen. And then, if the Lord is willing, I give a lesson on that particular tribute. So it is the Holy Spirit that gives me these tributes to render unto you, to prepare you for what is going to be done the following week. Amen. So just to give you a clue about that, that's why it's done. And we want to make it fun for you, amen, that you would enjoy. You all have become scholars now, and it's going to be the time that we're going to go deeper, amen, into the scriptures, amen. So let's see. We're going to open up. First of all, we're going to say good evening to our own sister, Cesara. And we want to welcome you back. Amen. You had surgery. And thank God you're back with us. Good evening.
Good evening, Bishop Taylor and Sister Taylor. And all
yes.
The saints and all the saints that's on the line tonight. And I'd like to make a statement to Millie Moore, if she's on the line tonight, that you are, I just love you, Millie Moore. This is Tazara, and I just want to let you know I'm thinking about you, too. And God has been good to me. And I'm just glad to be home in the land of the living, safe, feeling halfway good, and on the line with my family. And let your light shine. I can't remember the trivial. I know our had it wrote down. I know I texted to you, but my mind just ain't got it, Bishop, tonight. But
that's
I am
okay.
On the air.
Well, you did have it right when you texted. You had it right.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. No problem. And I'm glad that you are feeling better. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. That was our there, and we want to say good evening to Evangelist Millie Moore. Good evening.
Good evening, Bishop, and I just want to say God bless to all the saints, and I just want to say to Jazera, you just don't know. I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes because it just feels so good to hear your voice, and I thank God because I've been praying for a total and complete healing for you. And I just want you to know that that CD that I gave you, God's grace and mercy, that is your testimony. Your testimony. I want you to play that CD, and every time you listen to that song, I just want you to meditate on what the CD is saying, what the song is saying, that God's grace and mercy is sufficient in your life. And I just want to say God bless you to you, Bishop, and your beautiful wife. Like I say, I'm sitting here with a tear in my eyes because it feels so good to meet someone and after you meet them, just to feel the love that her and her mother, and I can't think of the other lady's name, but I just felt so much love coming from them pouring off on me, and it made me feel so good. And so there, I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes, and I want you to know that I love you too, and I hope to get a chance to see you again in the near future. Let me stop crying. And in the near future, and I just want to say God bless to everybody, and I just plead the blood of Jesus on everybody in the name of Jesus. And I'm just asking the Lord to bless everyone from the top of their heads to the very soles of their feet. And I just want to just thank God. And like you said, Bishop, you have to be committed to serve him, to worship him, to walk with him, and to praise him. And when he said walk, I remember that song, Walk With Me, Lord. Hold my hand, Lord, and lead me along. And that's one of my old gospel hymns that I used to just sing all the time, because I've always asked the Lord to walk with me and never leave me alone. And I just thank God for walking with me and me walking with him. And I'm just asking you to continue to pray for me and my family. Shakita has surgery tomorrow, so just keep her lifted up in prayer. And
I sure will.
And I pray for you and your family, and I pray for everybody that's on the line. And God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too, Evangelist. Amen. Amen. And then next, last 4 digits, 1322. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord, Bishop and Sister Rita, Mother Washington.
God bless you, Mother Washington.
All day long, I've been with Jesus. All day long, I've been with him. Praise the Lord, Bishop. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want any good thing. God is so good to me, I just can't start telling it at all. I want to thank God and all the saints on the line, and let's keep on praying. We ain't through yet. There's more to come. And I love you all
from the
bottom of my heart, Bishop Taylor and Mother Taylor, and all the saints. Praise God from all blessings.
Thank
flow.
You.
Peace to you, sir.
Amen. Love you too, Mother Washington. Amen. And then our next caller, Sister Davis. God bless you, Sister Davis.
Oh, hello, Bishop Taylor.
Hello.
First Lady Rita Taylor and all the saints on the line. May God bless you all with love, peace, and happiness. I think this is a tear-jerking night tonight. I just have so much to be thankful for. God has been so good to us.
Yes,
He's just
he has.
Been Well, he's been in every closet, in every corner with us. And I'm just glad that he still has us on top of the ground.
Yes,
and I thank
Billy
Moore, because you really made an impact on my daughter. She's talked about you all week, all in the hospital.
Hallelujah.
So thank you. Thank you. You are a wonderful person. And Bishop Taylor, I miss your voice all week and all last week. And the tribute.
I miss you too.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I think the tribute was about. Wait just a moment. What was the tribute about?
It was about what the where is it in the Bible when God said, "Let us."
Let us make man in his own image.
That's
and
right.
That was in, that's what I found. That was in Genesis 1:26.
That's correct.
26. Okay,
because right.
I'm not all together, but I'm here still.
That's great.
And I thank you.
You got it right.
May God bless all of you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Davis. Hallelujah. And next we have, is this Missionary Mary?
Good evening, Amen. Bishop. Yes,
good evening.
I'm like the last caller. This tonight is just full of the Holy Spirit, and you can just feel it through the phone. But I'm so thankful for Sister ladies that went through the surgery, because we know God is still on His throne. And I'm just thankful.
Yes, He is.
I missed it, but I got to see it all on video, and it was beautiful. And I felt so good to hear everybody and to see them on the video. I really, truly enjoyed that video. So thank you, Sister Rita, for putting it on there. And may God bless you all. God bless you all.
Thank you, Sister Mary. God bless you, too. Amen. That's Missionary Mary. Amen. We thank God for you. And I want to let everyone know there in Indianapolis that I'm going to fit Indianapolis, and we're going to do it bigger this time. We want to be able to have a venue or a place to rent, and we'll talk about that in the near future. Amen. That we come for another, as I would call it, revival service, a healing and deliver service, and we want hundreds of people to come, amen, to be there so that they can see what God can do. You know, I just love just letting the Lord use me, amen. And, you know, it's not about me, amen. When I do the things I do, it's not about me. It's not for me either. It's all about God, and it's all about you all, amen. It is for you all. So to be able to, that your eyes can see the miracles. Hey, here we go. That's what the tribute was all about. Amen, for tonight. So we're going to talk about that. Now, in the book of Genesis, and it was the 26th verse in the first chapter, and yes, God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Amen. Now, and then, you probably heard it in messages and preachers talk about it, but it's deeper than just to talk about it. I want you to learn about it. I want you to understand exactly why God has made man. So let's go deeper into that. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let him rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that moves along the ground. So God created man in his image, and in the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over every living creature that moves on the ground. Then God said, I every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, and they would be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds of the air, and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I have given every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, which is the sixth day. Now, God made man, hallelujah, in his own image. That means, hallelujah, female. When you say man, that expands male and female. So we were all made in his own image. He had a plan. He had a blueprint in his mind, in his eternal mind, that he created us to have dominion, amen, over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every creature that walked among the land. He gave us dominion. What it means to have dominion is to rule. Amen. So he made us, hallelujah, we are the only one of all of the creation, of all the angels and the animals and everything. Even the angels did not get that privilege to be made in the image and likeness of God, created in his image. No, he said, let us create man in my image. Now, the us, let's look at that pronoun. Us is a plural pronoun. Amen. Pronoun, amen, it gives reference to the noun, which God is the noun and we are the pronoun. Amen. He gave us. Now the us, amen, let us make man. He wasn't getting permission from the angels. The angels didn't have part of the creation. No, that us, hallelujah, is known as the Trinity, which is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let me repeat that again. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, in which there are three persons in one. So, therefore, there's only one God. Hallelujah. However, there are three personalities in God. Amen. Which he is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I hope you understand me so far where I'm coming from. Let us just take a look at our content, our origin. Just as we, or just as God, that is, are three persons in one, so are we three persons in one. If you ever thought, amen, that you were just a one-dimensional person, amen, then you miss, hallelujah, what God is saying. If we were created in his image and in his likeness, just as he being the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we are also three persons. And one. Persons or the images or reflection of us. Well, we have a mind, amen. We have a spirit, yes, that's two, and we have a body, that is two. That's three, that is. The mind represents your soul. So your soul, your spirit, and your body. If you can recall that when God first created man, man was lifeless at that time, but he breathed into the nostrils of man, and he became what? A living soul. Yes, yes, a living soul. So he breathed his spirit, amen, gave up his, amen, and he also gave up a soul. Now, you know, you heard of the saying that your soul must be saved? Yes, yes. Your soul represents, hallelujah, your imagination or your emotions. There we go. Your soul represents your emotions, the way you think, amen, your impressions about the people or the world around you. But it's based on your feeling, your soul, your emotions. Then we know the physical body. We got a heart, and, you know, we got the blood that flows through our veins, our hands and palms, that's the physical. Hallelujah. There is no life. Hallelujah. So the spirit that we have is eternal. Why? Because God is a spirit and he is eternal. So the spirit cannot die. Amen. The spirit always lives because it is eternal. Now, that helps us to understand the three-dimensional functioning of man. Let me repeat again. It's the mind, amen, spirit, and we are one. But we have three different functions, amen. And so that's the same as our Creator God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. God is the mind, and the Son is the Word, and the Holy Spirit is the life. Amen. The creation itself. Amen. Now, praise God. Let me help you out here as we move forth in this deeper part of the lesson of the creation itself. So therefore, what is he to do with us? He gave us freedom, amen, of choice, amen, to be able to accept him as our creator and to obey him as our creator. But the purpose that he has for us, amen, is that for he to have his way in us, to dwell in us, amen. So he is the one that, as we could say, Lord, give me more of you, come into my heart. And that is his Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, that gives us the ability to do, amen, miraculous things. Amen. At that time, Adam and Eve were made perfect. There was no diseases. No, there was no frailty in their bodies, no blemishes. Amen. And they were made perfect. Hallelujah. And so now God gave man an idea of what he wanted them to do. Amen. To multiply. Amen. To reproduce. Hallelujah. To reproduce and have children, which our children are, amen, the image and the likeness of the parent. Just as, hallelujah, God is our, and which we are the reflection or the image of him. So therefore, our children are the reflection and the image of us. Now, the male and the female is for a purpose as well. Amen. Scientifically, the male and female have chromosomes. They have the Y and X chromosomes. Amen. Going into the science part of it, and in our chromosomes, amen, we have, amen, both testosterone, which is the male hormone, and female hormone, amen, in which that is to determine if we are male or female. Hallelujah. That's why females have their purpose here on earth, and that is, amen, to give birth, hallelujah, to, amen, the image of the Father, which is, the Father is who? The man. And the female purpose is to give birth, is to, amen, is to incubate, which is another word, but she carries the child, amen, in her womb for 9 months into the world. So that is the functioning, the main functioning that we were created for, is to, yes, to multiply. In other words, to have children and fill the earth. That's what it means by subdue the earth, is to fill the earth. And as we fill the earth, our job as parents is to teach our children, amen, yes, the way of the Lord, to teach our children right from wrong, to teach our children about serving God, to introduce our children to the Lord God Almighty, and then our children reproduce and tell their children, which are our grandchildren, then the same thing. And before you know it, amen, the plan of God is spread throughout the whole world, in which the whole world now knows God. Amen. Isn't that beautiful? But watch out now. The enemy did not want that to happen. Satan walked in the garden, amen, and he subdued Eve and told Eve that God was not telling them the truth about what would happen if they eat the forbidden fruit, which is the knowledge of good, and God said he just don't want you to be like him. Now, you know that was a lie that Satan said, because then God said, let us make man in our own image and our likeness. That means it is God's plan for us to be like him. We are him. We are the little God of the big God. Amen. He made us to be God of this earth. Hallelujah. Yeah, God of this earth. Amen. Now, Satan didn't want that to happen because Satan wants to be God of this earth, God of this world. He wants to have dominion over the earth, over the animals and everything that is here created by the Father God. Did he do? Well, he made man give up his birthright, spiritual birthright, his right to be a man, a hallelujah, captains, or let's say landlords of the earth, leaders and so forth, to have dominion. He didn't take it away. He just calls us to give it to him. So that's when he became, yeah, Satan then became the ruler of the world. Amen. As you can see right now what the world is going through, you can see it. So we gave it up. We gave it to him to be pleased with just the bite of that forbidden fruit. Amen. First of all, Eve, she was, amen, seduced. Amen. And Satan waited until she was walking in the garden, in which Adam, amen, could have stopped it, but he did not stop it. Amen. And because he did not take on his responsibility of being the head of the household, amen, so to speak, amen, Satan was able, amen, to take over. Isn't that something, how Satan can do, how he can take over when we let him? Oh, now, my people, are you with me? I'm trying to get this deep lesson, this deep teaching, so that you can understand what our purpose here. Now, we live in days and times where, amen, what is right has been turned wrong and what is wrong has been turned right. And that is the same-sex marriage. Don't you know that is the device of Satan himself, is to so that two women can marry each other or two men can marry each other? Do you think that that is, amen, an abomination? Say yes, you are correct. It is an abomination of the Lord. It takes away the God's plan for man. How can two women give birth to a child? How can two men give birth to a child? Well, Satan always tried to duplicate, amen, what God has done. So now you get, the way they do now is they adopt a child, amen, and try to raise that child. And you might have two moms or you might have two daddies. You know, that's all messed up, my people. It's not right. I heard on the news, amen, about two women. They wanted to raise a child, so they had artificial, what is it called, artificial stimulation, where the sperm of a man is placed into the woman's womb, one of the woman's womb, and to have a child to raise. That's been on the news. Amen. Now, that is a device that Satan has used science in that way, amen, to uproot or to spoil God's plan. But nothing can spoil God's plan, because God is God all by himself. When he said, let us make man in our own image and in our likeness, he meant exactly that. And he did not make male and male. God made male and female and told them what to do as male and female. And that is to multiply and subdue the earth. As parents, a true parents have to be male and female. You can't have true parents being two females. Amen. Who is playing the role of the father? Who's playing the role of the mother? Amen. With two females being married or two males being married. That child that child's understanding of what parenthood is all mixed up. Amen. Anything that Satan put a hand into is going to get mixed up. It's going to get messed up if you just watch it very closely. Amen. You will see that he fails in everything that he does. Just like you think that he was successful in the fall when Eve took the forbidden fruit and gave it to her husband. Do you think that Satan was successful? No. It appeared that he was. But God had a plan. Whatever his plan is, always going to happen. And what was that plan? Well, still looking at the Bible, God already told them what the plan is. Amen. Let me find that for you right quick as I flip through these pages right quick. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise your holy name. I'm just enjoying this lesson. Amen. Here we go. Now, I'm looking at the third chapter, and you can find that at your own free time, the third chapter of Genesis. And here we go. The fifth, and this is God speaking. It said, I will put enmity between you and the woman. He was talking to the serpent, which is Satan, and between your offspring and hers, and he will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. And the woman said, oh, well, that's it right there. I don't want to go no farther, but that was just God letting them know that Jesus will crush the head of the serpent, which is Satan. Jesus is the second Adam. And so, therefore, by Jesus being born and placing the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of God, into the womb of a virgin, and he came forth man, hallelujah, God-man, remember? He was full godly, 100% God, and 100% man. And when he came forth, amen, and we are to follow that image. So therefore, we will be made like Jesus when he comes back for us. We will be made like him. And God's plan will finally come together on that day when we will look like him. Hallelujah. We will be like him. Hallelujah. We will. Oh, my goodness. Words can't even express what I'm trying to tell you this evening. But I'm going to let you know that that is God's plan when he says, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Amen. And we will have dominion, amen, on that great day in heaven. We will have dominion as God said so. Nothing can take God's plan out, amen. Nothing can talk his plan, amen. No matter how it might seem, no matter how dark it gets, his light still is going to supersede that darkness. No matter how bitter your life might seem, but the sweetness of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, is still going to supersede that bitterness in your life. Amen. All you got to do is trust in him tonight and realize that God's plan will take part no matter what. Remember when the flood came and it seemed like the whole world, amen, was going to perish. God said, I'm going to destroy everything. But there was eight people that was there. Eight people, they survived the flood, and that was Noah and his sons' wives. Amen. Noah and his wife and three sons and their wives. That is eight. They are the ones, amen, that survived the flood because they were in the ark of safety. There's a spiritual ark of safety for us, for those who believe living God. Amen. We are in the ark of safety, the spiritual ark of safety, so that when fire comes to destroy this world, hallelujah, we would be in the ark of safety. We would be in the bosom of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. And then we'll come down to the new earth and rule as God said for us to do. Isn't that wonderful? So don't give up hope. There's hope all the way through the scriptures. if you just pick it up and read it. And don't read it like a burden. Read it to the meal. Amen. It can be both your meal and the dessert if you want to look at it that way, because that is the word of the Lord. The word of God is life. Hallelujah. So when you read it, read the Lord, read the word, amen, with conviction. Read the word. Don't feel like it's a burden to read it. Amen. Amen. When you feel that way, then that's the wrong type of attitude to have. That is why these tributes that I give you. Now, I don't want you to get away without telling you our next tribute. Now, this is it here. Let me say it right. Now, what is it that we don't have that displeases God? So that means, what is it that we need to have to please him? Amen. And if we don't have it, amen, it will displease him. What is that that we need to have to please him? Now, as I continue to say it, I will give it away. Some of you already got the answer that is good for you. Some might not have the answer, but that is what our lesson is going to be about next week. Amen. The answer to the trivial I just gave you. Let me repeat again. Praise God. What is it that we should have, must have, in order to please God? Without it, it would displease him. That is the hint. I already gave you the hint to the answer of the question of the tribute. Amen. Even who has tuned in, I truly love all of you. Remember, love covers a multitude of sins. Remember this, love do not count of our faults. You know, save our faults and try to remember the faults to put it on that person. Love forgives. That's what love does. It forgives. Love heals. Amen. As it forgives. Love understands. Amen. It doesn't count any misdeeds or bad deeds on anyone. Love is patient with one another. But you have to have the love of God to be patient. Amen. To come to an understanding. If more people in this world was to have the love of God, amen, not the love of themselves, but the love of God, there would be no war, there would be no hunger, there would be no homelessness, and yes, there would be no sickness, and last, there would be no death, if we had the love of God and all its fulfillment. Hallelujah. When Adam and Eve was in the garden, was not clothed, amen, with material clothes, but they were clothed with the glory of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And when they lost that glory of the Lord because of disobedience, then they realized that they were naked and felt ashamed. Amen. Isn't that okay? Yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Praise your holy name. Bless each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. Whatever it is that you need, all you got to do is talk to Jesus about it. Amen. If you've been sick, amen, if you're suffering in your body, amen, talk to Jesus tonight. Just tell him, Lord Jesus, heal me. Then what you do is accept that it's already done. You might still be hurting, but don't give power to that pain. Don't even claim your pain. If you're in pain, you just say, thank you, Jesus, for healing me right now. And take a deep breath, and you will find that you will begin to feel better. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you want, ask Jesus, and he will grant it for you this evening. Oh, isn't he good this evening? Don't forget about this Sunday. Amen. We'll be at our church this Sunday. We had a wonderful service last Sunday. Amen. One of my sisters came and visited with us, and we had a good service. And now we're looking forward for another good service. The Lord is truly blessing us. We want, I pray that the Lord would send willing people to us, amen, to be able to teach. Remember, I'm not a traditional minister. Don't look at me and think that I should be, because I'm not. There's some things I might say might be weird to you, but if you look it up for yourself, you will find that everything that I say is in the Word of God. A lot of times I just don't have the time to show you where it is, but if all you got to do is search it out, and you will find that everything I teach is the Word of God, and that is the truth, and that's what this is all about. May the Lord kindly bless all of you, and to see you Sunday for those who are coming. Amen. At 33250 West Warren. We see you then, and remember, God loves you. And whatever your problems might be, heaven knows all about it. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you.
Yeah.
And I love you. Good night, everyone.
Yeah. There are many secrets you tried your best to hide. Oh, yes. 'Cause there's no friend you know, the one you can't confide in. You can't trust no one, you'd rather be alone. Without someone to talk to, your heart would turn to stone. Don't you fool yourself, thinking you can survive. Try to keep your secrets, but they will stay alive.
Turn it over to you.
You better listen to what I